Hello, welcome to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. I'm Brett Van Heekren. Thank you for your company. Well, tonight's program is a bit of a post-punk aria. The alternative 80s has produced some really memorable vocalists, but none so distinctive as post-punk legend Kirk Brandon. His powerful vocal style is gifted with an extraordinary range and depth, making it really difficult to kind of link his work to one specific genre. Now, having said that, he was labelled as one of the godfathers of goth, sitting comfortably alongside the likes of Peter Murphy from Bauhaus and Susie Sue from the Banshees. His first major band was Theatre of Hate, and certainly considered to be one of the first exponents of a movement that was later to be labelled goth. He later went on to form a band called Spear of Destiny. The Kirk Brandon story coming up a bit later on in the program. I'm going to open the program tonight with a couple of tracks from albums released this week in the 80s. In fact, released today. Released on this day in 1981, the undisputable godfathers of goth, Bauhaus released their second studio album called Mask. Bauhaus on this one consciously stretched themselves into new areas of music and performance, and that resulted in an album that was, arguably even better than the band's, almost flawless debut album, certainly from goth music fans' perspectives. Bauhaus expanded their style a bit on Mask, particularly by incorporating some keyboards, a bit of acoustic guitar, some funky rhythms and some saxophone. And in retrospective, reviews of the album called Mask arguably even better than the band's flawless debut. The Trouser Press described the album as Bauhaus's finest achievement, and classic rock reviewer Jonathan Seltzer remarked how on Mask, Bauhaus managed to sound even more expansive and less withdrawn without losing any of their austere aura, gaining a newfound accessibility that would eventually see them break into the top 30. This is Bauhaus and Mask.
Okay. nation less than age. Our focus is right. It must be the lesson hidden deep inside. It must be the lesson. So hold it tight. Thank you. sound and wild voices ignored. Ill luck, disaster, the one reward. My late anxiety of Superman's hill, so sad. Love lies there still.
Three tracks there, taken from the second album from the Godfathers of Goth, Bauhaus. The album's called Mask and released this week in 1981. And the tracks you heard were Passion of Lovers, single off the album, Kick in the Eye, also a single off the album, and Hollow Hills. Tried to play some of the more accessible tracks off the album and also give you a feel for the diverse range of music that Bauhaus kind of developed into with that second album. After producing a debut that is pretty full-on punk goth, indeed. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. And still to come on the program, the Kirk Brandon story. And if you want to hear one of the most extraordinary voices to come out of the alternative 80s scene, then stick around for the Kirk Brandon story. Well, we still have one more anniversary, if you will, to kind of acknowledge. And that is the release of another second album. And it's the second album by a band called The Monochrome Set. It's called Love Zombies. Look, the Monochrome Set, a really interesting group of guys, actually, an English post-punk new wave band originally formed in London in 1978. And look, a little bit of a sideline about them. They're originally a band called the B-Sides, featuring a chap called Stuart Goddard. Does that name not ring a bell? Well, maybe the name Adam Ant does. That's Stuart Goddard, and he started his career by playing with these guys. The Monochrome Set started out as a kind of a witty, urbane band with a bit of a take on post-punk that owed a debt to more kind of like swinging 60s pop and twangy surf music, really, but steered by really darkly clever songs of one of their original band members called Bid. Interestingly enough, the original lineup did consist of this guy called Bid. Who's Bid? Well, his real name is Ganesh Sajadri, and he's an Indian-born Englishman. Also a Canadian guitarist by the name of Lester Square, not his real name, his real name's Thomas Hardy, a drummer called John Haney, and a bass guitarist called Charlie X. So very mysterious guys with a very dark and interesting sense of humour. As you will hear on this album, their second album called Love Zombies, released today in 1980. We'll be right back.
is it that we're doing under the lights? Can someone tell me why once again we're food for vampires tonight? It's paradise when the zombie eyes are trained on you and sucking you dry.
adds a bit of a two-track taster there of Love Zombies, the second studio album by English band Monochrome Set, released on this day in 1980. The two tracks you heard were Title Cut, Love Zombies, and Karma Sutra. And the band were able to kind of keep that very clever, weird, obscure, but very interesting sound going for over four decades, having released 16 albums in that time since their debut in 1980. And their most recent one released in 2022. That's the Monochrome Set on 2MCFM, Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. Well, time to move on to our feature for this evening, and that is the extraordinary voice of Kirk Brandon. Well, Brandon's music career started in 1978 in Clapham, of all places, in South London, one of those fabulous names, with the formation of a punk group called The Pack, in which he was the singer and songwriter. Brandon later formed the post-punk band, new wave band, Theatre of Hate in 1980, recruiting some really smart musicians, Stan Stammers on bass, Nigel Preston on drums, and Billy Duffy on guitar. Theatre of Hate had their largest hit from the Westworld album with a single, Do You Believe in the Westworld, achieved top 40 in the UK, and so the album itself rose to number 17 in the album charts. Theatre of Hate disbanded in 1983, and Brandon and his good mate Stammers were then joined by another amazing musician called Lazelle James on saxophone to form a band called Spear of Destiny. And this new band adopted a really more melodic and less aggressive sound, distracting themselves and distancing themselves from the post-punk movement, and therefore moving a little more towards mainstream pop. Now, through each of these incarnations, the distinctive element was undoubtedly the distinct voice of Kirk Brandon, capable of standing alone and delivering powerful and emotional storylines in each of those bands. Let's go back to Westworld. This is Theatre of Hate.
Not today, oh.
That's the title cut of their album Westworld by Theatre of Hate, an album produced by Mick Jones of The Clash in 1981. And, the first and only studio album released prior to, the band's dissolution the following year. And it produced the top 40 single for them, Do You Believe in the Westworld? So after that very short but impressive life of 1 year in 1982, Brandon went on to form another band called Spear of Destiny with bassist Stan Stammers. And this band played a more punk-influenced form of power rock, which often had a real anthemic feel about it. First album was an album called Grapes of Wrath, released in 1983, produced by Nick Launay, who's responsible for an amazing drum sound, which he brought to a lot of Australian bands, including Hunters and Collectors. And therefore, you get this really strong tribal drum sound on this debut album, Grapes of Wrath. But most importantly, you get this amazing Kirk Brandon vocal. This is Grapes of Wrath and Spear of Destiny. Two tracks there from Grapes of Wrath, the debut album for Spear of Destiny. Tracks you heard were The Wheel and that fabulous track called Aria, which really showcases the enormous vocal range and power of Kirk Brandon. Our feature for this evening on Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. That debut, Grapes of Wrath, was originally going to be an album for Brandon's previous group, Theatre of Hate. But he had that in his back pocket for when he formed his new band, Spear of Destiny. That all changed in 1984 with the release of their second album called One-Eyed Jacks, which was a bit of a turning point for the band. This final recording of this album was far more panoramic and really came to define the band's grandiose sound, and therefore made a real definition and distinction between Theatre of Hate and Spear of Destiny. From One-Eyed Jacks, this is Spear of Destiny.
Bye.
The More Hope profile tracks taken from One Eyed Jacks, the second studio album by Spear of Destiny, featuring the remarkable vocals of Kirk Brandon, who has been our feature artist for this evening on Alt.80s. Two tracks you heard were Liberator and Prisoner of Love. That's an amazing voice that's sustained four decades of power. He's recorded 15 albums under the name of Spear of Destiny, and the most recent being in 2022. I'll leave you with another track from One Eyed Jacks. This is called These Days Are Gone. Hope you enjoyed Alt.80s. For more alternative 80s sounds, join me again next Tuesday night from 6 o'clock. Have a great week.
We ran like rats without tools in our hands, ready to dance. Ah, don't you know?
As I said before,